Okay, we're learning Maseches Tainis Daf Tes Zayin. We'll start on the bottom of Tes Vav Amar Beis. Four lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that in this most serious set of fasts, Kol Echad Ve'Echad, no tell, no same brosho. Everybody takes the dirt, the ashes, and puts it on their heads. Amar Vadu Kol Echad Ve'Echad, no saying brosho, puts it on his head himself. So Gemara asks, Nasi va bezin nami nishku inhu v'ninchu b'roshayhum. So they should also do it. Ma'ishan deshak l'inish achrina manachlu. How come when it comes to the Nasi and to the Abezin, it sounds like somebody else is putting on their head. They don't do it themselves. Amar Rabbi Abba d'min kisri, eino domer mispayish me'atzmo. On the top of Amar Aleph, you can't compare somebody who gets embarrassed himself. Le'mispayish me'achirim. Somebody who's embarrassed by somebody else. There's much more embarrassment if somebody does something to somebody else, it's more painful, but that depends on the chashivas of the person. So the hiv that more chashiv, it should be there should be an impact to the fact that they can't even do this themselves. Somebody else is doing it to them, and hopefully cause more agmas nefesh. If it causes more pain and introspection, then hopefully it will lead to tshuva. Where did they put it? The place where the tefillin goes. That when things are better, tefillin, which is called pe'er, will replace the efer. So it sounds like it's in the same place, and you see that there must be that in times of tsar, that's where they put the efer. The way of remembering the Gemara now is a simon to remember the different halachos that we had. Rechov teva besakim efer kfura u moriya simon. This is a simon for all of these dinim that we had before. So again, what are all these dinim? So the Gemara is going to elaborate. Lama yotzin the rechov. Why did we take the aron out to the street? Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says lomar as if to say zo'aknu b'tzinu. We already called out in private in shul v'lo na'neinu. We weren't answered. Nevaz that's main b'far hesya. We'll embarrass ourselves by doing it in public. Meshlagish Amar Shlagish says it's going to show golinu golusinim chaver eslina that we are exiling ourselves from the shul. That's where we normally daven, and golus. Exile has the effect of bringing kapara. My benayu, what's the nafkamina between which reason it is? He could benayu the gol and beknishta beknishta. Can you switch shuls? That if the reason is because of golos, then as long as you leave the place where you normally are and you're going somewhere else, even if it's another shul, that would still be a golos, which could be mechaper. But if it's that we already did it in private, now we're going to do it in public, then it wouldn't be sufficient to go to another shul. One would have to go out into a more public place. Second one, Lama Motzina said Teva L'Rechob HaShir. Why do we bring out the Teva, specifically the Aron, that was the second of the Simanim Teva, to the street? Amar B'Yoshua Ben Levi, B'Yoshua Ben Levi says, Lomar, as if to say, Klit Sanua Hayalana V'Nizbaze B'Avoneinu. To admit that what caused the sin here, we had a Klit Sanua, we had this Aron Kodesh, and it has the Torah inside of it, and it's become nizbaza, it's become embarrassed for our sins, and we haven't upheld what the Torah says. So through the bizoy of the Aron, we show our, it's part of our vidoy process, as Rashi says, of us admitting our chesronos, what we've done wrong. Lama miskasim b'sakim, why do they put on sackcloth? Amar b'chei barab, but lomar harayonu chashivim kebehema. We are no more significant then a behema, which is made out of the sack is made out of the hairs of the behema, and that's it. That we're trying to lower ourselves, and through that reflect that we need to improve, we need to get better. We haven't done what we're supposed to be doing. V'lama nosin efa mikla gabe ateva. Why do you put the ash on top of the aron? Amar v'hudim pasi klomer. I have to say imo anochi b'tzara. That says that. As if to say that Hashem says that He is with us when we are v'tzar. That even HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mishtatef, who joins together with us in our sorrow, and if we realize that Hashem is also suffering, then hopefully that will bring us back and inspire us more. Amar Rabbi Zeir Meirish Kiya v'chazina luhu l'rabbanan. The Yahivi Efer Mikla Agabe Teva Mizdazali Kule Gufoi. And Bezerra Leis, the first time that he ever saw such a thing happen, they're going to put on top of the Aron Kodesh where the Sefer Torah is held, they're going to put ashes on top. It shook him. It literally shook his body. Such an intense scene to realize that even HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is Bitzar. The fifth one was also Efer. Lamanos in Efer Berosh Kolecha V'Echad. Why is it not just on the Nesim, not just on the Aron? Why is it on each person's head we put the Efer? Pligibar Rabbi Levi Barcham Rabbi Chanina. This is a machlokas between Rabbi Levi Barcham and Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar one says, it's as if to say, Yareinu L'chashuvim L'fanecha G'efer, we are no significant, we are insignificant. In fact, just like the Efer, just like the ashes. V'chad Amar Kadei Sheyiz Gorlanu Efer Oshe Yitzchak. Another one says, no, there's a famous Efer, the Efer of Yitzchak, meaning the Efer of Akedos Yitzchak. We want that the Zechus of the Akedos should stand up, not literally the Efer of Yitzchak, but the Efer of the Ayah that was brought in the place of Yitzchak at the time of Akedas Yitzchak. May Benayu, what's the difference between the reasons? It could be Nayu, offer Stam. What about using plain dirt? If it has to do with how chashuv we are, so then dirt is no more important than Efer. It could be a replacement, theoretically. But if the reason is because of the Efer of Yitzchak, of the Korban, the ashes of the Korban, so then it specifically needs to be ash, it would not make sense to have it to be offer. Loma Yotzin, the Beis HaKvaros. Why do we go afterwards to the Beis HaKvaros, to the cemetery? Pligi bar belevi bracham rabbi chaninas. This is machlokas between rabbi bracham and rabbi chanina. Chad Amar one says, "Habeinu chashim lefenachan kemesim," to show that we are no more significant than the dead. Again, as part of this call to tshuva, v'chad Amar keshivak sholin amesim lachamim, that the mesim should see what's happening, and they should also, there's the chuyos, should arouse and come forward on our behalf as well. What's the nafkina between these two reasons is whether you can go to a non-Jewish cemetery for this purpose. If the reason is to show that we are no different than those that are dead, so then as long as we get that imagery into our heads, it doesn't matter if it's a Jewish person who passed away or if it's a non-Jewish person passed away, either cemetery will be able to have that effect. But if the reason is because we want the zechus of the mason to sort of stand for us, that obviously is only going to apply if it is the Jewish cemetery. My Har HaMoria, connected to this, once we already mentioned Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Chanina, so Gemara's going to have another machlokas, again, which is not directly connected to our issue, but is also machlokas between the two of Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Chanina. My Har HaMoria, why is Har HaMoria called Har HaMoria? Plugi bar Rabbi Levi Racham, Rabbi Chanina's machlokas between Rabbi Levi Racham and Rabbi Chanina. Chad Amar, Har Sheyotza Mimenu Hora Al Yisrael. It is the Har from which Torah emerges to Klal Yisrael. How does Torah? Har Torah obviously wasn't given on Har HaMoria, but that's where the Beis HaMikdash was. That's where Lishkas HaGazis was, and in the Lishkas HaGazis is where the Sanhedrin Hagadola sat and brought Psach to Klal Yisrael. V'chad Omar, and one says Har Sheyotza Mimenu Moira Leovdei Kochavim. That it's the Har from which that Moria is not from a lashon of Hora, but it's a lashon of Mora, of fear. That it's the mountain from which fear goes to the non-Jews. That they heard about the greatness of Klal Yisrael, and the fear was upon them. We never learned in the Mishnah Hazaken Sheba and Omer Lif named Divrei Kibushin. The elder gives a Musar Shmuz Tana Rabbanim Yesh Zaken Omer Zaken. If there's an elderly person who can do it, so he does it. Vim Lav Omer Chacham. But if not, then a wise person could take the place of the Zaken. Vim Lav. And if there isn't even a Chacham available there to be able to give this Divrei Kibushin, this intense Shmuz, Omer Adam Shel Tzura. Any person, an upstanding person who can give a Shmuz, which is going to inspire the people and bring the Teshuvah, can do it. So the Gemara says, Atu Zaken, the Kamri Afagab, Lav Chacham. But from the fact that we started off with Zaken, and we said if there's no Zaken available, then we go to a Chacham. So it sounds like it would be sufficient to have a Zaken who's not a Chacham. Is that really true? You can have a Zaken who's not Marit to do that before a Chacham. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Chacham, this is what it says. If you have a Zaken who is a Chacham, Omer Zaken, Vihu Chacham. So the Zaken who's also a Chacham, he should be the one to give the Shmuz. Vim Lav. And if you don't have a Zaken who is a Chacham, Omer Chacham, then a Chacham should say it, even if there's a Zaken available who's not a Chacham. Vim Lav. And if there is not a chacham available, so then any upstanding person, if he's a zakin, if he's not, doesn't matter, but any upstanding person would be able to give this shmuz. We said in the Mishnah that what does this shmuz consist of? Achenu, my brother, has realized, lo sak v'tainis gormim. The external expressions of the sackcloth and the tainis are not what's going to lead to our salvation here. What does? El tshuva maisim tovim gormim. It's doing tshuva and doing good deeds. What's the raya? Where do we see the shekhem at sinabanshin Nineveh? That's what we see when it comes to the people of Nineveh. Shalom ne'emar b'hem, even though they were fasting and they were wearing sackcloth, it doesn't say vayar halokim esakam estani. So that Hashem saw their externals, ela vayar halokim esam aseyim kishav midarkam hara, but it says that Hashem saw that they changed their ways and they did tshuva, and that's why in the end he didn't destroy Nineveh. Oh, now that we mentioned Nineveh, so we're going to go through some of the psukim when it comes to the story over there. Says when the king of Nineveh commanded the people, it said v'yiskasu sakim ha'adam v'habehema, that he said that there has to be sackcloth worn by the people and by the animals. My havu avding. So what did they gain? What did they do? What did they accomplish by sackcloth? You know, sackcloth for a person is going to cause some sort of tsar. What does it do for the animals? So instead, what did they do to? They didn't put sackcloth, but they did something to mitzar the animals. How? Asri behemos luchud v'savlodos luchud. They separated the behemos from their behema children, and by doing that, that created tsar for the that created tsar for the animals. Amru lefanav, and then they said, Ribono Shlom, Eina Tamarachim Aleinu, Eina Narachim Aleilu. And then they said to Hashem, if you don't have Rachmanas on us, we're not going to have Rachmanas on these animals. And even though they're being separated from their mothers, they need to have the source of their food. So please have Rachmanas on us. It also says, V'yikru el Elokim b'chazka. They called out to Hashem b'chazka. What's this b'chazka? My amor. What did they say in their davening that was bechazka, that was so strong? Amr lefana ribono shel olam, Hashem, olu v'sheinu olu tzadik v'rosha mi nidchem yipnei mi. If you have a battle of some sort between somebody who's on the more downtrodden and somebody who is not, or between a tzadik and a rosha, so who gives way to who? Who's going to get in, right? The tzaddik is usually the one who gets in, and he's mevater. So you too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're so much greater than us, so you should give in because we're so lowly. It also says, V'yashuv ish midar koha ra'a min ha'chamas asher bechapehem, that they did tshuva and return from that which they had stolen, which was in their hands. Mayu min ha'chamas asher bechapehem. What exactly, what precisely does it mean from the chamas, from this that which is stolen in their hands? They already said that they came back from the Darko Hara, from doing the bad things. So isn't that the same? Amar Shmuel, Afilu Gazal Marish Ubinao Babira. Even if they stole a beam and had built it into a large palace of some sort, Mikakea Klabira Kula Masir Marish Livailov, they would take out, they would destroy the building in order to get to the beam, in order to return it. That's how strong the tshuva was. They didn't just give back the value of the beam, but they actually destroyed it in order to give back the actual beam itself. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Ado Barahava, Adam Sheish Biyado Aveiro, if a person is holding on to sin, meaning he's stolen, Umisvada, and he admits it. He does Vidoi Veina Chozerba, but he does not return it. L'mahu Doma, what is he similar to? La Adam Shetofetz, very famous mashal. Well, Adam Shetofes Sheretz Biyado, a person who's holding on to a Sheretz, a creepy, crawly thing that's dead, one of the Shretzim that is Metame. The Torah has a list of different Shretzim that are Metame. He's holding on to when they're dead, holding on to a dead Sheretz. Shafilu, so after he touches the dead Sheretz, he has to go to the mikvah in order to become Tahar. Shafilu Tovel Bechom Eimo Shebolim, even if he goes into the mikvah, in every mikvah in the world, all the water in the world. Lo also lo tfilo. The tefillah is not going to work if he doesn't let go of that which is causing the tumah. But Zrako Miyado, if he throws away the sheretz, Kevin Shetava Barbaim Soh, he doesn't have to go into all the water in the world, he just has to go into 40 Soh worth of water, one mikvah. Miyad also lo tfilo, immediately he will become Tahar. Shnemer Modev, Ozev Yerucham, Vomer Nisol, Vino Kapayim, Elkel, Bashamayim. So we have to clean our hands, cleanse our hands to Hashem. Besides just doing tshuva, we have to be mitaher, and we have to make sure that our hands are not holding on to that which is causing us to be tame. Amdu b'tfila, we said in the Mishnah that they would daven, moridin if they had teva zakin, so they would take a zakin and ragil and all the details of the person who was fit to be the chazan. Tan Rabbanan. When it came time to daven, even if there was a zakin and chacham was there, because that's the person who gave the drasha, ein moridin lifnei hateva elo adam haragel. You need somebody who knows the psukim, who knows how to daven. Rabbi Yehuda Omer mitupol ve'ein lo. The person should be somebody who's involved in children and doesn't have anything else. Why? Because those are things which are going to make him more understand and more needy, and hopefully more intent on his tefillos. V'yeshlo yigia basodeh, and he works with his hands in the field, and all those things. The rain is very important to him. Ubeso reikam. So the Gemara will figure out a little later on what does it mean the beso reikam, that his house is empty. Upirko noed, a nice beard, Vashal Berach, he's humble. Umarutza la'am, somebody who gets along with people. Vieshlo ni'ima, and he knows how to sing the tefillah nicely. Kali Arav, he has a good voice, but he knows how to listen to the right tunes, the way to inspire people to tefillah. Ubaki likros bator v'in m'ksuvah, Baki in reading Tanakh, meaning the psukim should be available, because those are the psukim he's going to need to daven. Ushnos medrash balach, v'agadus, ubaki b'chol brachos kulan. He has to know the brachos, and he has to know the midrashim as well. So with all that whole big list, what are they going to do in order to find somebody? So they found Yitzchak Bar Ami, who would be an appropriate person to be able to do this. The Gemara asks on the top of Amud Beis, Hainu Metupol Ve'Einlo Hainu Beis Orekam. Isn't the person who is Metupol Ve'Einlo, who has the children but doesn't have anything to do with it, but doesn't have any money, isn't that the same thing as Beis Orekam, that the house is empty, doesn't have anything to provide? Beis Orekam means that there are no Averas in his house. Everything is clean, everything is good, he's not holding on to anything which is stolen. Okay, we will stop here and Bezos Hashem continue.